WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, it's Savannah on your Monday morning show on 90.7 The Capstone. I hope you all had a great weekend. Happy Easter and happy Passover to all those who celebrate. It's going to be a nice day today, the high of 71, so it's nice that it cools down this week. Up next, I have In Death by Phantom Limb.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, it's Savannah, and you're listening to the morning show on 90.7 The Capstone. It's New Music Monday, and you just heard Always Talk, Never Speak by Sunsetter. It's kind of more of an indie song. I liked the dreamy guitar. It's not, I don't know, it was unique. I liked it. If you liked it, I encourage you to go check out more of their music. Check out more music in general. That came from Sunsetter's album, The Best That I Can Be, that dropped on March 31st, 2023. Let's get back to the music on this fine Monday morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
You just heard Gideon by My Morning Jacket. Hey, it's Savannah, and you're listening to The Morning Show on 90.7 The Capstone. I have a little bit of news brought to you by Bama Life. Today is National Farm Animals Day, so if you have a farm, celebrate your animals today. I have a little joke for you that is brought to you from Bama Life again. What's another name for a smart duck? A wise quacker. Woohoo, so funny. Okay, well, if you don't have any farm animals, tomorrow's National Pet Day, so hold your pets extra tight tomorrow and give them some extra love. Let's get back to the music. I have Forever in a Day by Draws of Brooklyn.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
You just heard Stubborn Love by the Lumineers on the Monday Morning Show on 90.7 The Capstone. It's Savannah, and I have some campus news for you, campus events. University Libraries is sponsoring Cinnamon Roll Day today. So they're going to have free cinnamon rolls at Gorgas Library starting in actually 5 minutes at 9 a.m. They're going until they run out, so... Sorry, we have Callum with us now. I was just talking about Cinnamon Roll Day at Gorgas. They're starting in 5 minutes and giving out cinnamon rolls.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did you have cinnamon rolls? That's something you want. I was not awake this morning.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah.
So. we can get back to the music. This is Too Er is from by Stolen from the Sky.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you? It's really early in the morning. It is coming at you 9:23 in the morning, actually. So I'm actually here. Made it. Talked a little bit beforehand, but actually talking now. So we're gonna go over the weather again, you know, just a little fun little recap. Be prepared for wind that will push you over. Not really, it's not actually that bad, but it is very, very windy outside. We have apparently 11 miles per hour wind speeds right now. But so today we are kind of chilly. We are at a high of 70 and a low of 46. Right now it is 59, but it feels like 57. Really, it feels like 40. It's fine. It's because of the wind. The wind kind of just makes everything worse. Like,
it really does.
Like, I love wind during the summer, mm-hmm. or like a hot day.
Yeah, I like a nice, like, yeah. breeze.
But when it's chilly, you're gonna give me a break when, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch you from inside. You're really cool to watch from inside.
See it swaying in the trees?
Yeah, and you're just swaying and knocking all the leaves off, you know? But I don't particularly like to be beaten up by the wind.
Me either. Like my hair, like I'm blinded by my hair.
Yes, yes.
Walking to class, like holding my hair above my head, I look crazy.
Yeah. I feel like I have to wear a hat all the time, but also at the same time, I look crazy in hats and I can't find any that fit me correctly, which is so weird because like they're either too small around my actual head mm-hmm. or they have the weirdest bill in the entire earth.
Yeah,
which I'm like, can I
have seen, like,
one or the other,
the like the flat ones that yeah. people wear now? I feel like hats have gotten a lot more popular, but like in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to be a hat person.
I can't find hats either. They look too flat on my head.
Yeah. It's just, they look weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And like, I would love to wear a hat so I don't have sun on my face. I don't have the wind going crazy. Like, but no, I look like a little boy. Getting into the rest of the week, it's going to be sunny slash a little cloudy for the next few days, and then going into the weekend we have rain. So on Thursday we have a 70% chance of thunderstorms, but it looks like it's just going to be raining all day. And then on Friday, it seems like a little bit of an early morning shower, and then it clears up for a little bit for Saturday, but then goes right back to rain on Sunday. So
fun.
Yeah, be prepared for some rain. But it's Alabama weather. What do you expect during spring? You know, you got monsoon season, and then actually, well, We're kind of, nah, I don't want to jinx it. I was going to say we're kind of out of tornado season, but we're not yet.
This year wasn't bad. I feel like last year was worse with all the warnings and stuff.
Yeah, last year was a little bit worse. But also at the same time, I feel, me and my roommate joke about this, which is not really that cool to joke about. But it's like the university is trying to do better at telling us, because like our freshman year, so 2019-2020, we had a couple of storms that were like crazy intense, and we had nothing from the university saying anything.
You still have to go to class and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I I remember I lived in Harris.
Oh, no.
My freshman. I actually loved Harris, okay? Don't.
Really?
Yeah. It is controversial, but I loved it. It was great. I had Jack and Jill bathroom. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do the common area bathroom. Granted, it was shared with my RA. Okay. But I never saw her. So.
Oh. Wait, you another never bonus. Saw your RA?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So she had just gotten like this internship job thing. Mm-hmm. So she was like always at her job. Oh, and wow. So we never saw her. And the only times we would know if she was home or not is if she was in the bathroom, you know, which is like, okay, but also weird at the same time.
I think I had my RA quit my freshman year. like, so they just had one for my whole floor, and I lived in Lakeside, which is somewhere where you need two RAs.
Because yeah, there's a lot of things happening.
Always, yeah. Never a boring day in that
building. Yeah, yeah. We definitely had boring days in Harris. I also realized I'm pretty sure. Okay, so it was me and my roommate in 101. There was a girl next to us in 102 who had potentially a roommate and then didn't end up having a roommate. And so she put her beds together. So she had a big old bed, which was annoying but fun at the same time.
So nice.
Yeah. And then we had a professor that lived on our hall.
You had a professor?
Mm-hmm. And then I don't think there was anyone else on our hall.
No way.
Yeah.
The entire floor?
Well, or the left side of the hallway.
That's crazy, yeah. Though.
Yeah. Which kind of makes me a little bit mad, because if we would have just moved, like, down a couple of rooms, we could have had, like, potentially two rooms to ourselves,
yeah,
and like our own bathroom and stuff like that.
They kind of did you dirty with that one.
Yeah, a little bit. But we did pick 101, so like it's kind of, you know, kind of our fault, but kind of not at the same time. But sadly, Harris is no longer here. Which is quite ironic, because my ex-sorority is now getting their sorority house there. Even though they promised me that my junior year, I'm a senior. Mm-hmm. I quit my junior year because they weren't getting a house.
Yeah, they're not getting it until like 2025, right?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't started building it, which is really interesting, because they're building like that classroom or whatever,
yeah,
right next door, and that's like almost done already.
Yeah. So probably what it is that Sigma Kappa is not doing so well, because we could not get people to live in our house. Which, granted, we had the swap house, and it had doo-doo brown walls, and it was gross, and it was really old and tiny. So no one wanted to live there, which is fair, but like...
Did you have to do, like, a lottery system? I know that, like, some sororities, it's, like...
Nah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, no one wanted to live in the house enough, so, yeah.
I know that, like, other houses, they, like, literally draft you.
Well, we had, like, we had this thing where it was, like, if you were at the lower end of your point schedule, like, we could... potentially ask you to come live at the house and stuff like that. And they would get you out of your lease and stuff, which was like another thing. Like, how are you?
Wait, how? That's crazy.
It's wild. They have legal stuff. I was not one to live in the house, so.
Greycliff has just some insane power in this town.
Yeah, yeah. It's nerving a little bit. And it's really weird coming from, like, my mom. So she was in sorority. She was a Pi Phi.
Here?
No.
Oh.
She was in New Mexico.
Right.
Where she had 60 people in her entire sorority. Not her pledge class. Her sorority. Okay. So she knew everyone. And hung out with everyone, you know, like what you would think a sorority would be, you know. No, not nowadays. Nowadays, we're just crapping on the Greek system right now. Sorry.
Am I in it? Maybe. No, it's just when you have like 200, 400 girls in a sorority, like you're not going to be able to meet them all. You're not going to be friends with them all. And that's just.
That's how it is. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong, I don't think we could have, like, 60 to 100
mm-hmm.
people sororities, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be too much after a while, because, I mean, we already have, like, 19 sororities, don't we?
Yeah, we have a lot already.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of girls who, like, don't get in. any of them either.
Yeah, yeah, that's also another thing, like the rush and all that stuff. I'm gonna save my piece. I'm not gonna go into this. I've gone into this before, but okay. So before we get into Greek system and everything like that, we're gonna get back to the music. So up next we have I believe Sober by Lady Legs. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Nice. All right.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes. We love them. We're just actually talking about them just 5 seconds ago about the sad story about what happened between the radio station and Alabama Shakes.
Unforgivable.
Yeah, unforgivable on whoever that was, their part. But we dropped the ball with Alabama Shakes a while back. But it's okay. They're doing great, and we're doing okay. Yeah. But so we are ending the morning show because it is 10:01 now. It's 9:58 apparently.
It's close enough.
So this will be the end of the morning show. I hope everyone had a great and wonderful day. Or will have a great, yes, wonderful day. I guess it's only 10 o'clock, so like you have a whole day ahead of you. So we're going to get back to the music. Would you like to introduce the song?
Yes, we have Blind by Moon Room.
On 90.7 The Capstone, and your morning show is now ending.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.